This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this interview where we welcome Louis Kurtzier from Katoro Gold. Very pleased to welcome you this morning, Louis, and with good reason, as Katoro released an RNS on Friday, which the market seemed to like the sound of. Now, Louis, with an RNS with the title Interest in Project Funding, it's bound to cause intrigue. But is it correct that you've actually had 14 interested parties, as stated in the RNS, for the Blyvoor Gold Tailings Project? I mean, that must give you a large degree of confidence in the project.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, good morning, Mark. It's very nice talking to you. But yes, we are indeed very excited. And that's what the RNS of Friday was all about. Following the announcement that we've put out on the scoping study, we've seen quite a substantial increase in interest in this project, and which has caused us, it just forced us to rethink a couple of things and look at how we're going to approach this. I mean, this is a project with a very solid near-term gold production or production opportunity or potential. It's got all the ingredients in place for us to start immediately with this project from a permitting and a licensing point of view. It is right in the middle of well-established mining infrastructure. It's a project on which quite a lot of work has been done already. You know, I made this point, and that's one of the things that we were really excited about when we started looking at it, that a lot of the development work was done already. And what we did in the scoping study is to unpack this, bring it down to its bare bones, and it still showed a very robust project. So yes, we are indeed very excited, and very excited by the interest that we've seen. We've had a couple of potential funders engaged before this, mm-hmm. and that has increased substantially after we made this announcement.
I mean, in my lifetime of investing, I don't think I've ever seen an RNS that says there's 14 interested parties. I mean, it must give you a great degree of confidence in funding the project.
It definitely does. We should also, as much as I would like to just give my enthusiasm free reins about this, we also need to temper it a bit and be realistic. I mean, we've seen that there's a very, very good interest. The 14 people, 14 entities that we are talking to shows that. It shows that there's confidence in the project. It shows that it's attracting attention and that the fundamentals are healthy. There's obviously still a lot of work in here. We still have to do a lot of work. There's still a lot of things that we have to do on this journey that we are taking to get this project into production. But where we are today, I think we could not have asked to be in any way in a better position than we are. I mean, what I'm trying to say is this: some people might look at this and see this as something that is delaying the project. It's anything but it. We are trying to actually just pace everything to make sure that we don't miss anything because of the big interest and the strong interest that we've seen in this project. So to make sure that we give attention to the details, to make sure that we don't miss anything, that we come up with a solution that is really the best in the interest of the project, in the interest of shareholders and the company, we have decided to go the course that we've announced on Friday.
So, yeah, as you say, it's not a delay. It's a one-month extension. Is it more just because of the sheer number of interests?
Exactly right. I mean, there's so much interest at the moment that it just the volume of what we have to deal with in terms of assessing, evaluating, considering each one of these engagements that we're now working on requires more time. It requires of us to sit down, and it gives us a position where we can also leverage our position better in favor of the project and the company and its shareholders.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm going to be a little bit cheeky, Louis, if I can, and I'm going to ask for a little bit more information on these 14 interested parties. I understand you perhaps can't disclose any names, but can you give Katoro investors any further information just to whet the appetite a little bit more?
Well, of course, I would like to, but I mean, we are at a very sensitive stage of this process. We are at the beginning stages of this process. We have a very strong engagement with all the entities that we're talking to at the moment, and we have to be respectful for the sensitivity surrounding that. What I can say, however, is the fact that we are very satisfied with the diversity in terms of the interest that we've seen. It represents all the various funding instruments that we would like to have a look at. All of those are properly represented in this engagement of the different entities that we have at the moment, and we're very excited about it. That just gives us so much more optionality.
Great. I can feel your enthusiasm. It must be a very exciting time to be involved with the project and the company. And given all that, of course, you know, Katoro's into gold, and gold is a very hot sector at the moment. What are your thoughts on the longer-term prospects for gold?
Well, if you take gold and the prospects of gold in objectively, just in isolation, you just look at it not as a project in South Africa or anywhere else, just as an investment opportunity, then we see that the fundamentals that are underpinning gold at the moment are quite strong in terms of price stability, in terms of price increase over time, and that's definitely going to, you know, any investment in the gold sector will benefit from that. It's still in this time of uncertainty, a safe haven, as we've seen. It's still one of the areas where investors feel comfortable to bring their money to create a return on their investment. Added to this, where we are, is the fact that, as we've said, since we started this project, remember, mm-hmm. when we are doing the project in South Africa, we are paid in dollars, and our cost is in South African rand. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even more exciting, makes it even better to have a gold project and a gold project in South Africa at the moment. So, you know, I think we are really excited. There's a lot of things happening at the moment. We are gaining so much momentum that we actually have to pace ourselves at the moment, as I've said just now. And I think investors should keep on watching this space. There's definitely more to come.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure they will. And I look forward to talking to you again and getting a further update.
Thank you very much, Mark. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Louis. Take care. Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com. Or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.